I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro, on vacation and recording from the beach this week. It is a much-needed break from the chaos that has been everyday life. Being at the ocean has been both relaxing and healing. I am fully aware of the toll my body and brain have taken these past several months. As a wellness counselor, my work with clients requires an understanding of what a person has been eating, sure, but it goes deeper than that. It involves learning how a person feeds themselves. This means more than the food consumed. It also includes the type of people they are surrounded by, the content they take in, and the overall feelings that come as a result of it. What might start off as physical wellness counseling inevitably will also include the health of our entire lives. Are we angered and therefore making poor diet decisions to compensate? Are we sad and therefore letting others roll over on us, taking more crap than we can manage? Are we listening to all of the fears out in the world and allowing it to hold us back from making bold and brave choices? Do we opt to act out instead of communicate our needs? So our happiness and self-worth can quickly get wrapped up in our diet without even realizing it. All day, I can guide a person to healthier food selection, to create a balanced meal plan, and add in exercise to give it the look of a total solution. However, if we don't consider how your dislike for your job, your difficult and contentious relationships, your lack of self-love or respect adds into the mix, then balance will not be on the table for a long-lasting effect. It's like having a car with bald tires and exhaust issues. You don't just take it to the car wash. You go deeper to inspect why you're skidding when it rains and polluting the world in your wake. We don't ever just have food issues. Each decision we make about food has either been to nurture or punish our bodies. We don't think of it that way, of course. We just behave without considering the domino effect. The work I do with clients and on myself is to find the places and spaces where we need to breathe and release, to repair and develop a food and wellness plan for what is needed. So I'm at the beach this week. It's been long overdue for me to relax in a place where I can recalibrate. It gives me a sense of renewal and energy. The salt water heals me in ways I can't describe. And the sand, it feels grounding. I've been eating less food and taking in more nature. I'm starting to feel balanced after months of slowly being off-center. Some will hear this and feel an immediate knowing because they get charged by the ocean too. Others might have this experience when they are dancing, listening to music, painting, hugging others, or having a connection that soothes them. Wherever you find yourself happy and free, do more of that. Life is a balancing act. Every day presents challenges and gifts. Every day is a new day to try again, find the middle instead of sitting in the extreme, and find grace even when we don't feel entitled to it. This is why self-care and compassion matters. This is why we carry on even when we are tired. These moments of peace that come after the waves that knock us down are simply brilliant. Take care of yourself, look out for one another, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.